Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So our reading today, it begins with Jesus saying, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." I think this verse is worth meditating on. It's worth committing to your memory. It's worth writing on the doorpost of your house, friends. Because in this verse is a diagnosis of our sickness and the remedy. Jesus begins by letting us know our condition. We live as people afraid. We've been diagnosed with fear. Fear of not having enough. Fear of death. Fear of our past. Fear of what other people think about us. Fear that the burdens of life must be somehow shouldered by ourselves as individuals. Fear that we have to change and that we have to transform in order to be lovable, especially to God. And to that fear, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid." And then he names us, he says, "Little flock." In the United States, we tend to see ourselves or want to see ourselves as lions, individuals, strong, powerful, in control. But yet at the same time, Jesus, he knows what's in us, and he says that we are like sheep. We need to be herded and guided and protected. We need to constantly have our fears calmed. So how do we relinquish fear? I think one way that we do that is we give up any notion that we are in control. Now, there's nothing wrong with planning. There's nothing wrong with making decisions. There's nothing wrong with being prepared. But don't confuse the little actions that we can take with being in control. Only God has control. Only God has the power to control. The truth is that we have no power to control those things that we are afraid of. We can't control what other people think about us. We cannot control when death comes knocking on our door. And even our best planning around those things, it doesn't take away the pain when those events come knocking on our door. When they come and hurt us, it still stings. We try to control our world because we're afraid. It's the same sin that Adam and Eve committed in the garden. Rather than live under God's control, they tried to take it for themselves. And what happened? They ended up afraid. When God came, they were hiding in bushes. Do not be afraid, little flock. Over and over, we hear this same kind of message in Scripture. In 1 Peter, the Apostle Paul writes, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." In Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, present your request to God. Jesus says in the book of Matthew, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow nor reap, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And the promise is that our fear will begin to dissipate when we give up the illusion of control. It's only when we do this that we begin to experience the true freedom of God's kingdom. I like this paragraph from Frederick Buechner. He writes it in Telling Secrets. He says, if we want to turn in the direction of what is life-giving, we're going to have to let go of winter, let go of the dark, which you wrap yourself in like a straitjacket and let in the light. Stop trying to protect, to rescue, to judge, to manage the lives around you. Your children's lives, the lives of your husband, your wife, your partner, your friend. Because that is just what you are powerless to do. Remember that the lives of others are not your business. They are their business. They are God's business. Because they all have God, whether they use the word God or not. Even your own life is not your business. It is also God's business. Leave it to God. It is an astonishing thought. It can be a life-transforming thought. See, in giving up power, in giving up control, you gain freedom. And the truth is, we have nothing to fear because God is in control. And Jesus makes it clear in the second half of this verse, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know, popular Christianity that we see on the TV and the news, we read about in magazines and so forth, it's all about what believers have to do. We have to put our faith in God. We have to make Jesus our Lord. We have to live a life to get salvation. But friends, I'm Lutheran. I chose this because of how we think about God. We don't talk about what we have to do first. We talk about what God has done for us first. And in this verse it says, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. This is not something you earn. It's not something that you work for. It's something that's already yours. It's already yours because we have a God who takes good pleasure in lavishing it on you. God knows that we're afraid. God knows that we're trying to take control of things that we can't control. And because of our diagnosis, God takes pleasure in giving it to us freely. My daughter, she recently saved up money to buy a new computer, a MacBook Pro, and my wife and I, we matched her dollar for dollar on her saving up money. I mean, that's a lot of money. But imagine if Cademan were to come home one day and she saw the new computer sitting on the table and we gave her the password to it and said, it's yours. It's a gift, no strings attached. And then imagine if she were to take possession of the computer, but not use it. In fact, she continues to work hard, babysitting and all the other jobs she does, and deposits more and more money into her computer fund. Most parents would lose it and they would say, use the computer, it's yours. How foolish is it to work for something that is already yours? Well, that's the kingdom of God. It's already yours. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to work for. There's nothing to earn. It belongs to you. And at the same time, we're not without responsibility. I hope, I expect, I encourage, and I raise up my daughter to use the computer well. Well, God expects and encourages and raises us up to use the gifts of the kingdom well. See, the work isn't done to be given anything, but because we are given everything. That's why in the rest of this reading today, we can sell our possessions like Jesus talks about. That's why we are able to be dressed and ready for when Jesus comes again. It's already ours. We don't have to earn it, but we live into it well. So keep awake. Be alert. Give up the illusion of control. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen.